out in the desert, sure cold up here. Baby run off and left me late last year. It was just before Christmas. Deep, deep snow on the ground. Came home late over in the evening. She done pulled my playhouse down. So if you gone to Mississippi, where that Delta sky,
Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO Medford.
Take me to your best friend's house, going round this roundabout, oh yeah.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hey! boy and girl, we drew that first breath. We had some sense of what we'd left. It had me crying in my mother's arms. Oh, you, my highest love, my highest love, my highest love, will we recall? My highest love, my highest love, my highest.
Because the microphone volume was not up. Thanks for tuning in. This is DJ T Macaroon on Even the Birds. It's been a year and a half since my last show, so might take a little bit of time to get back into. And I have a guest with me in the studio if you want to put your headset on. And if I want to enable your mic four. Let's go. You are now on air. Introduce yourself.
Hello, I am Jamie Kishimoto, and I am on air for my first time.
Hey, woo! Good times. Okay. So Jamie, I am very awkward when I'm on air.
Yep.
Understandable. Yes. When I used to send, send my radio shows to a few of my friends, and they would just laugh at me talking the whole time. As I get things set up, I'm going to play the first song of the night. If you used to listen to my show a year and a half ago, or however long ago,
fans are dying to come.
They're dying. Oh, all my fans, most of them, all of them have graduated at this point. It's just you and me, Jamie. We're the only ones who remember here. Okay, we're going to play a lovely, lovely song by one of my favorite artists, Leanne LaHavis. So let me make sure I get AUX1 set up, and here we go. Enjoy. Okay, the beginning of the song is very quiet, plus I don't have my volume up all the way.
Here we go.
We hear noise. We're in the good. Enjoy.
It's just gravitation. Thank you.
Hey, listeners, you just heard the song South by Hippocampus, and before that was Unstoppable by Leanne LaHavis. And now, my friend Jamie will share some fun snake facts with us.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Snake Facts. I considered coming up with a cool alliteration, but I decided drawing out the S would be more faithful to our living rope friends. So basically, we have many noises that a snake can make, and I have my snake book in front of me, and I'm just going to drop this little teaser right here that, surprisingly, there's another novel means by which sounds are produced involving the opposite end of the animal.
What?
But leaving that right there, let's go to the traditional sources of snake hisses. So basically, snakes have two lobes in their lungs, but only one is functional, the right lung. The left lung is highly reduced and mostly vestigial, and sometimes completely absent. And basically, of this right lung, you have the functional part, which actually involves gas exchange, and the non-functional part, which just stores the air. And that can inflate and help an air passageway through the functional part of the lungs, but it can also be expelled by contracting the muscles around this air sac. And by going through the trachea and out through an opening called the glottis, you produce that classic hiss noise. And different species can modulate the diameter of the trachea or the glottis in order to influence the sound that they make. And some species might have more wider diameter trachea and produce a more characteristically low or raspy hiss, whereas others might be a higher hiss.
So like a s or a
exactly. Exactly. All right, and to get back to that teaser, the opposite end of the snake can also make noise in a phenomenon known as cloacal popping.
Oh no!
Not so. My first thought upon reading that first line in the chapter was snake farts, of course. And when I saw cloacal popping, I was like, "Wow, a new phenomenon that I have not heard of before." And it characterizes it as having a frequency anywhere from 350 to 1500 hertz. 15,000, and that they are brief and exhibit distinct temporal pattern. But essentially, they result from a rapid expulsion of air from the cloacal vent, driven primarily by cloacal musculature. So they're really just snake farts.
They're just snake farts.
And that has been Snake Facts. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. I still have not found a song to play.
Oh, do you want more snake facts?
Okay. I do want to hear more. Definitely.
Okay, so the exciting thing about snakes, the most exciting thing.
The most exciting thing,
is
okay.
That I'm planning on getting one.
Yes! Yes.
And the kind of snake that I'm planning on getting is a Western hognose. And they are these kind of ridiculous snakes that have all these sort of warning behaviors, but really are the embodiment of all bark and no bite, because they actually do not bite you unless they are convinced that you yourself are a mouse or a toad, which is what they primarily eat. But the most important thing about Western hognoses is they are listed as one of the snakes that can cloacal pop.
So they can make cool farting noises.
My future snake may be farting as we speak.
Oh,
and I just
God.
Have not met it yet.
Oh my goodness.
And I also want to note here, let's see, that the cloacal popping can occur both during independent of cloacal evacuation, meaning that the snake can be pooping and farting or just let out a little fart.
God.
I hope you've enjoyed this segment of Snake Facts.
Thank you so much, Jamie. I think I know what I'm going to put on now. Except I scrolled right past it again. We'll do this. We'll do a song. It's called Pretty Thoughts. I hope there's no profanity in it. There shouldn't be. Yeah, yeah. I'll double check the lyrics, but we should be okay with this. So, enjoy the music. Enjoy.
You looked at me with certainty. I couldn't look away. Took your jacket off like you were here to stay. Chasing your pretty thoughts and your plastic love. There goes my mind. It's going.
control. If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me. Nod my head, don't close my eyes, halfway on a slow move. It's the same way you showed me. If you could fly, then you'd feel south. Up north's getting cold soon. The way it is, we're on land, so I'm someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive, won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me, showed me. You showed me love. Of a summer shade, nose dive in the flood lines, tall tower, milk crate. It's the same way you showed me. Cannonball off the porch side, older kids trying off the roof. Just the same way you showed me. You showed. If you could die and come back to life, up for air from the swimming pool, you'd kneel down to the dry land, kiss the earth that birthed you. Gave you tools just to stay alive and make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me. Showed. You showed me love.
By my home, I showed you the cafe where I worked. We walked down your street, then on to Italy. Girl, we can go wherever you want. We don't need a holiday.
Nothing more.
Oh, that's a good song I should play next. Sorry, got distracted there. If you folks are just tuning in, you are listening to Even the Birds. I am D. I can't even take my own DJ name seriously.
That's cute.
Cute. I'm DJ T Macaroon, and my friend Jamie's here.
Should I have a DJ?
Oh, if you want a DJ name, yeah.
Never mind, I can't think of one.
Okay, well, you can take your time with that. You just listened to Google Maps Holiday by S. Liar. Before that was Pink and White by Frank Ocean. And before that was Pretty Thoughts, the FKJ remix, featuring, oh God, Gal Matias by, I can't say any names tonight, Alina. Wait, that's a really easy name to pronounce, actually. Alina.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is.
I got myself really worked up over that one when I didn't need to.
It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
We all have our Alina nights.
Yes, yes. So Jamie has a few more snake facts, if you'd like to bring that microphone nice and close to your mouth for all the peeps to hear.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Snake Facts. So previously we talked about snake hissing and briefly dove into some cloacal popping, aka snake farts. And I was so excited to talk about snake farts, I did not dive into, these are, may I add, the early episodes of Snake Facts, in that it is the first one. So I'm going to talk a little bit about, like, demystifying the danger of snakes, because they are very widely feared. Some feel on a basal instinctual level, but others feel that most of that is learned, especially through how they're portrayed in culture. So, some snake facts to lay down. There are 600 species that we know to be venomous, which make up only 25% of all snake species in the world. And this is, seems like, still a fairly high number until you look at some other statistics, namely how many people are bitten by venomous snakes in the U.S., 7,000 to 8,000 bites per year, which would make the chances 1 in 37,500. And how many people die from venomous snake bites? Which would be 5 a year, which would mean 1 in a 50 million people. So your odds are pretty low dying of a snake. So you can just appreciate these weird, long, angry noodles for the beautiful creatures that they are.
The angry squiggle noodles.
Yeah, yeah. And the majority of species belong to a group called colubrids. And although there's a lot of variety in colubrids, most colubrids are non-venomous and really cute. Well, I think that most snakes are cute, but colubrids tend to have bigger eyes, which make them really cute.
I love them, big-eyed snakes.
And a lot of them are called osteoglyphs, which means that they are rear-fanged. And these rear-fanged snakes, even if they were venomous, would have a very inefficient delivery system for that venom. They have glands that are not like the true venom glands that you'd find in a venomous serpent, called Duvernoy's glands, that are towards the back of the head. And these glands do not have an extracellular reservoir of venom. They do not have muscles attached to the gland to stimulate production of venom. And they do not have hollow hypodermic teeth to deliver the venom. They just have grooves in the teeth, or at least some of them. So basically, they're just slowly drilling out a semi-digestive substance that maybe some people can have an allergic reaction to. So colubrids would include things like corn snakes, king snakes, garter snakes, the kind of snakes that you would find around Massachusetts. So in conclusion, there's really not much reason to be afraid of snakes. They're your pals, and they're very cute. This has been another episode of Sneak Facts.
Thank you very much, Jamie. Learning so much about snakes tonight. Yeah. Would the hognose also fall into that category?
I'm so glad you asked. This is my favorite species of snake right now because I'm going to get it as a pet. So the hognose is also a colubrid, yes. So they are rear-fanged and they have these Duvernois glands that are not true venom glands. However, there has been case studies of people having allergic reactions to the bites. So it's been compared to bee stings in that the venom, so quote-unquote venom, coming from the Duvernois glands can, like, make the bite sting a bit more than a non-venomous snake, a truly non-venomous snake. But it is very seldom lethal, but some people can be allergic to it. There's never been a case report of anaphylactic shock, but you can have local edema or swelling, which develops. And that can be kind of annoying at best.
Cool. So snakes are friends.
Snakes are your friends.
They're definitely not food.
No. Oh, which maybe I should, if you happen to know the difference between poisonous and venomous, because a lot of people assume that snakes are poisonous.
Oh, I knew this at one point.
Yes.
Please re-inform me.
So the short version of it is that poisonous, you eat it, you die. The venomous, oh no, you bite it, you die.
You bite it, you die? Okay.
The venomous, they bite you, you die.
Shit.
Except, obviously, exaggeration.
Oh.
For the point of remembering it.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, poisonous means that if you ingest the animal, then you will get sick or possibly die. Venomous means that they produce a substance that they can inject upon biting or stinging that will be harmful to you in some way.
Hmm.
So hognoses are actually a little bit of both in that they don't really have true venom, but they can produce a reaction from their bites. And they aren't naturally poisonous, but in the wild, the toads they eat naturally produce a poison. So when you eat a wild snake, if for whatever reason you try to pick a hognose off the ground and pop it in your mouth, you would be ingesting some of that toad venom, or poison, excuse me.
I see. What if you were to cook the snake? Would that denature the...
I don't know the detail of the poison in the toads that they typically eat. But I would not go around picking snakes off the ground and eating them.
Yes, so once again, snakes are friends, not food.
Yes, exactly. Way to summarize. That is a perfect way to wrap this segment up.
Awesome. Okay, we're going to play a few more songs and then get ready for our PSA after this musical segment. Here's a cool song by Paper Void called Safekeeping. And enjoy.
Too close to anything. early riser, needing a pick-me-up, beating fatigue and some fisticuffs. Traded everything I know for a bit of luck, riding the wave that was in my gut. No more back in the day, now I'm packing this train, thinking about how to advance in this game so rapidly paced. Move too slow, fall flat on your face. It's like removed with this impetus, it's removed from the room where we're innocent. Pray to this peaceful and days, take a few, stay late and obey all the rules. Wide eyes to the world, but some say that it's cruel and your oyster. Guess it depends on the school of thought, caught in the middle, stumped by this riddle. Big picture, I'm stuck with some scribble. Life is something so brittle, ego was big but it shrunk just a little. Kicking up dust, I was settling, call it resurgence, genesis, some kind of better me. I digress, embarcadero jet on this divine quest, on this flight west. Go rush, feeling so rushed, trying to swipe next. Fast pace, slip it, feel like some soul is the last thing missing. Move along, you can't stay wishing, trains leaving, we're passing mission. Now every day feels like same seasons, work for more until the late evening, play the game, seeking some safekeeping.
Said we didn't, I'd be lying. Oh, at the same time I was crying. Paint on my canvas again. There was a sound like chimes coming from my bedroom in the morning. Tangled up in twin beds like a warning. Not to get too close to anything. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for still listening, listeners. You just heard The Lung by Hiatus Coyote, and before that we had Safekeeping by Paper Void. And now it is time for a PSA, and I'm going to let Jamie read this.
Hello, listeners. Our PSA tonight...
Hi, Jamie.
Hey. ...is brought by the Department of Health and Human Services on the... and the Ad Council.
And always the Ad Council.
Okay, let's focus on the Department of Health and
Department
Human Services.
Department of Health, yes.
Because what we're talking about is mental health and friends. So you need to ask yourself here, what kind of friend are you? Are you a work friend? Are you a friend that hangs out on weekends? There's a lot of these questions. Or are you the kind of friend who's there for someone dealing with a mental illness? Be there for them because your support will give them a much greater chance of recovery. Mental illness, what a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to support someone dealing with a mental illness, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services. I might also suggest cheering up your friend with a pet snake. I hear they're very good for mental health.
So I'm supposed to go out and buy a pet snake for a friend?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what they say on makeadifference.org. If you visit their website, top banner picture is a picture of a cute snake. And they say, get a snake, guys. Get a snake for your friend. It will sure cheer him up.
Cheer your friend up with a snake.
That's their logo.
Brought to you by the Snake Council.
Yes. Not associated with the lizard people that run our government.
Mm-hmm.
Snakes, not lizards, so.
Yeah, true. They're different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ooh, up, 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 up. I'm going to wait 10 more seconds and then say the station ID, and then we can play maybe a song or two, and we'll see if anyone comes in after us, which might allow us to finish that second song. So here's the station ID. Hey, thanks for
Where are you supposed to push a button?
No, I'm supposed to say it. I could push a button.
Okay.
I was debating whether I should push a button or try to sound like the button I would push.
Okay.
Hey, listeners. This is DJ T Macaroon, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Cool.
Okay. Now to listen to something a lot better than that.